Hey there, welcome back to 12 Rules Every Single Dad Needs to Know. And I'm excited that you are here, and I'm excited that you're joining us again for our second podcast. And I hope that it really helps you out. In case you didn't know and you missed the first one, you can click somewhere around here and find it, but go back and check that one out as well. It's called It's Go Time. So today, guys, I want to start in a little different place than I did in our first one. Today, we're going to look into things that I think change the game for you. So like last time we kind of talked about, I think they're like just really two practical thoughts you need to have. Today, these are things that are like, this is what kind of shifted my mind away from the pity party for Mark and poor me and more to like, heck yeah, man, I can do this. This was like where the single dad in me took off and where I really started to thrive. It was about 8 months after my ex left to move to Florida, and I was just there with my kids. So let me go ahead and jump right in and see what you guys think. So today I want to talk, you know, rule number three is really kind of a tough one. It is, hey, you're tired. No one cares. No one cares if you're tired. Listen, you're a dad. I heard Chris Rock say something a few months ago, and he said it this way. He said, only dogs and women get sympathy. Men get no sympathy. And you know what? That's okay. You don't need sympathy. That's not your role. Your role is to keep going. So again, we talked about last time about managing feelings. I get that. But you know what it gets down to right now? No one cares if you're tired. You shouldn't care if you're tired. That's part of life. That means you're working hard, and that's good. So the first, you know, rule number three, who cares if you're tired? Keep going. All right. If you guys are Avengers fans, talked about, you know, Captain America said it. He goes like, if you're dead, walk it off. That's the way this one goes. And so one of the things that I think when I think of this particular topic is, I take a walk. I walk 3 days a week just around my neighborhood. I got a really, you know, kind of a cool little place that I live in here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the mighty Bengals. Not this year, but we'll get back there. Don't worry about it. But I was walking around my neighborhood probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and right down the block, about two blocks away from me, I noticed this little blue house off to the side, and it didn't look like anyone lived there. And I was always kind of curious because there was like bicycles out front, and there was like, you know, like little wagons and stuff like that. And I was like, gosh, I've never seen someone come out of that house. What's going on? You know? And so a couple of days later, I walked by and I saw they were disconnecting the electric from the house. And, you know, the energy company was doing that. And I saw they were, disconnecting some of the water and sewer pipes, turning off everything. I was like, man, what's going on here? And then a couple of days after that, I see a big bulldozer sitting in front of this house. And I'll be honest with you, the house was a little rough looking. It was a little dilapidated. The paint was peeling, but, you know, a little bit of paint, a little bit of TLC in that house would have been perfectly fine. So as I was walking by, and I just see this bulldozer just taking this 900 square foot home and just burying it, just knocked it all down. And I remember stepping back and like thinking like, gosh, that's how I feel right now. I kind of feel like that house, like, you know, like when they were knocking the house over and it was just kind of a pile of rubble. I remember like, you know, there's like a soccer ball sitting in a football, and there was like some football helmets, and there was like newspapers everywhere all over this place. And I was like, what is happening here? But like, in case you're not kind of getting the metaphor I'm trying to give to you guys, I know some of you feel this way right now. I know you feel like, what the heck just happened here? Okay. Like when you go through a divorce, it doesn't happen right away. Part of it does, but it's months later, you feel it in a whole different way. And I've seen that house be torn down. I was thinking like, you know, what happens if you just did a little bit of work to it, to build it up, to make it a little bit stronger, paint it? I don't know. I never went inside of it. So maybe it was terrible on the inside. I have no idea. Okay. But a little bit of work and a little bit of effort can go a long way. Getting to rule number three. You're tired? Who cares? Who cares if you're tired? I'm sorry you're tired. I'm tired all the time. That's part of life and being fat. So I'm tired. That's just the way it goes. But this rule that I create, it reminds me of one thing, that there's obstacles in your way, and that's okay. It's okay. There's always an obstacle in the way. You know, they don't have to dictate how awesome or how lack of awesome that you are as a dad. Like, just keep going. Keep pushing. You know, I was on a missions trip. Oh gosh, this is probably 30 years ago. I was down in Mexico, and the bus driver made the brilliant decision to drive us close to this lake into a bog. And the bus, well, what do you think a bus would do in a bog? It sank. And so for like 4 hours, we're sitting there waiting for a tow truck to come get us out of this bog. That's what we're doing. And, you know, after 3 hours, like, you know, a couple of us, you know, adults there, because, you know, we're all engineers, you know, right? Not. And we're sitting there trying to figure out how to get out of this bog. And so we go, we gather up all these rocks, we get them under the tires. And we're like, hey, we have like 45 kids in this bus, high school kids. We could push this thing out, you know, this big giant tour bus. And so, you know, the guy just says, well, let's try it. So we got the rocks all placed. We got everything set. We had like, you know, all the guys, we got everyone off the bus. All these guys start pushing really hard. And I mean, this is taking us like 45 minutes, an hour. We're pushing and it's making inches and inches and inches. And finally, like right at the very end, it catches this dry spot and the bus pops out and takes off and gets back up to the road. I was exhausted after that. I slept like a baby that night. So did everybody else. So just because something is in your way, that doesn't mean that there's a problem. That just means there's a solution waiting to be found. So sometimes, guys, it feels like we're navigating life by pushing this bus. Okay, we're like, how are we going to get this out of here? How am I going to like get my kids to school? How am I not going to lose my mind while trying to get my kids to school? Okay, keep pushing. Keep going. Guys, there's a lot of things you can't control. Okay, you can't control that your kid feels like making the back of your couch a balance beam. I'm not kidding when I say this. I had one of my kids take a belt and throw it around a ceiling fan and swung from it. You can't control that stuff. That was pretty awesome, by the way. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't happy in the time, but now thinking about it, that's pretty incredible. But, you know, if you're a kid listening, just don't do that. You'll make your parents crazy. Anyway. So it's hard when you're doing that, but you have to start cultivating resilience. And here's a couple of things that I did. I started working out 4 days a week. I just put some dumbbells in my room. I'd roll out of bed and I would just have every day, I'd have a certain workout routine set. And then I go take a walk. Another little thing to do, eat a little bit better. Just eat a little bit better, because like that does help with some of the energy. And yeah, you're going to be tired, guys. Like, listen, like when you get in your like 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, like tired doesn't go away. It stays. It's kind of like that annoying neighbor you can't get rid of. It stays, but you can do things like build a fence, eat healthier, however you want to put it, to block it out and help you keep going. And then that's going to lead me into my next point, which is rigorous self-improvement. And that's rule four. One of the things that I became pretty addicted to was achieving goals. Like, I don't want to be one of those people in my life that sees an obstacle and stops. I don't want to be one of those people who thinks, oh, this is too hard. I want to be somebody who's committed to improving themselves. And so like I told you guys in the last podcast, I started a couple businesses. Two of them failed, but I learned a lot. One of them's pretty successful, and the other one is what led me to do this podcast. Maybe it's going to be successful. I don't know. I hope so. I hope it helps people out. But it also led me into another career that I'm in, which is, you know, being a hospice chaplain. I love that. It's hard work, but it's purposeful. So guys, like, I know when you commit to rigorous self-improvement, just make yourself 1% better every day. That's all. I'm not telling you to get like in a year, 100% better, 1% better every day. That's all you need to start looking at. Hey, I'm going to get up and I'm just going to work out today. I'm going to get up and instead of eating like 10 pounds of bacon, I'm going to eat 5 pounds of bacon. Hey, a little bit of progress still makes it a long way, right? eat just 1% better every day, because those changes add up. Those lifestyles add up. I'm not a technology person. I had to like learn technology. I had to learn social media. I had to build websites for myself. I never did anything like that. I'm 52 years old. Like, I didn't grow up with computers. I had no idea. So going and starting to figure out new things to do, start setting new goals for yourself, start setting habits for yourself that lead to success. That's what I'm talking about in rigorous self-improvement. So I want you guys to keep something in mind. Like I was telling you about the kid who swung around the ceiling fan. He used my belt, by the way, which was pretty cool too. But that kid, he's a welder nowadays. Like he just like he's daring, like he, but he's daring in a smart way. And you know, he'd say stuff like to me, like I'd watch the way you would just try something new. And he wanted to be a chef originally. That was like his goal. And he said, like, but I kind of like that. And it wasn't super hard for me, but I wanted to try something different. So he went and did welding and he's doing great now. It's not easy. So it struggles. You know, he works in a factory. It's tough to manage his personalities and he's an introvert. But he figured it out. And that was like just me saying, I'm just going to improve myself. I'm tired. It doesn't matter. Keep going. Cause those kids are watching you. I promise. So as we're wrapping up this episode, I want you to remember that being a single dad is like riding a roller coaster with a toddler. It's thrilling. It's really scary. Oh, but so rewarding. Rule 3 teaches us to focus on our actions, not on our circumstances. Can't worry about what's going on around you. You can only control what you can control. And rule number 4 encourages us to invest into ourselves by making ourselves just a little bit better every single day. So guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I want you guys to join us next week as we tackle rule 5 and 6 on our journey to become these legendary dads that I know you can be. Until next time, keep striving for that Dad of the Year trophy and treasure the goofy, impossible, and difficult moments with your kids. You got this, Dad. You can do it. See you next week.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.